Well, at this point in time, we're waiting for our legal team to give us the overview. But we accept that this has been a great victory here, a victory for democracy, a victory for the right to life. We have a statement that states very clearly the right to life is granted neither by judges or politicians, but it's their duty to protect it. So today, we can celebrate the fact that democracy has been respected. The three judges have agreed that we have a large margin of appreciation here in Northern Ireland. The issues, moral issues like abortion, should be dealt with through the democratic process. The vast majority of people here have continued to speak and have continued to oppose abortion through various different campaigns. And the 2015 amendment that was put forward at Stormont was acknowledged here today, that 59 of our MLAs opposed any change in the law as opposed to 40. So there's a lot of work to be done here in Northern Ireland. The people of Northern Ireland must rise up against any push to change the law. I know this case is going to the Supreme Court. So for now, we can claim this victory, but it's something that the people of Northern Ireland must be aware of. We don't want to see our laws change, and we want to see unborn children continue to be protected. We must continue to rise up in great numbers. We must ensure that our politicians, who we voted for, represent the views of the people here and uphold the right to life of all our citizens, born and unborn.